to go back to Cuidaba, where I come from, my parents had six kids. They were not poor, but then they weren't wealthy either. They had a little store which used to sell dishes and things like that. The city itself, we had about 1,000 Jewish families. It was a very nice city to live in, but the Poles didn't let us live. The anti-Semitism was very, very bad. We had a couple of pogroms in the city, as I can remember as a kid.
In the store, did all of the children work in the store, or?
No. One of my brothers was a barber, and when the war broke out, he took me in to help him, and that's how I became a barber.
Oh, you're a barber now?
Yeah.
And the rest of the children?
And the one was a tailor, and one was in business selling clothing. Clothes, I should say, to make clothing. And the girls didn't do anything. They were too young.
And were you a very Orthodox family?
In home, yeah.
What was Shabbos like at your house?
Shabbos was like Shabbos. Nobody would.
Yeah. And it was a holiday?
Oh yeah, that was a holiday, all right.
What did you do that show?
Oh, we had to go to the synagogue. Everybody did. You have to have a Friday night meal, and then Shabbos in the morning, everybody went to the shul. And when you come home, it's a regular Shabbos dinner, and it's kind of hard to describe from here, you know, but it was really a pleasure being together.
Where did you go to school? You were too young to.
I went to school until I was 14 years old. And once the Germans came in, you couldn't go